Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's some fresh information that you probably missed. Bloomberg recently reported a survey of the end of June recommendations of professional Wall Street strategists. The average allocation of a total portfolio for stocks fell from 51% in the previous report to just 41%. In the 15-year history of this survey, the shift was the largest ever. The 41% allocation to stocks was also the lowest reported. The allocation to bonds rose to 39.8% of the portfolio, another 15-year high. When the bond allocation reached its former record high in March 2009, the value of long-term bonds fell sharply in the following 2 months, and the yield on 30-year Treasury bonds rose 30%. The Hulbert Newsletter Gold Index has been negative for a long time. A high percentage of experts writing hundreds of investment newsletters being tracked are negative about future gold prices, so that there just about isn't anyone else who can now turn negative. When this index is negative, that signals coming price increases for gold. On July 7, Gold Antitrust Action Committee Chairman Bill Murphy revealed that the Commodity Futures Trading Commission Commissioner Bart Cholten told him that within 2 months there will be significant developments in the CFTC's 4-year investigation into the manipulation of the silver market. Cholten has previously stated multiple times that he is convinced that there has been extensive illegal manipulation. Murphy also surmised that the JPMorgan Chase disclosure of the $2 billion loss, which has now grown to about $9 billion, is partly a cover-up for the losses sustained when it took over the huge silver short position of Bear Stearns in 2008. British-based Barclays Bank agreed to pay $450 million in fines for manipulating the LIBOR interest rate market. The chairman of the bank resigned, stating that if the British government continues to prosecute him, he will release evidence that the bank's actions were taken at the direction of the British government. The scandal of manipulating interest rates on $800 trillion, I repeat, $800 trillion of debt, has prompted investigations of JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup. It is not much of a stretch to think that once the public understands the relationship where major banks manipulate some markets on behalf of governments, there could be an outcry wanting to know about every kind of manipulation. When information about market manipulations are finally being reported to the public after being kept secret for years, the domino effect of further revelations could have a huge negative effect on paper assets and lead to soaring gold and silver prices. Don't say you weren't warned. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.